The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another the steward said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If, therefore, you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel is kind of a little confusing. On the one hand, I mean, Christ is telling us, like, trustworthy in small things and big things, but on the other, it almost seems like he's praising this dishonest steward, this cheater, this thief. So what's going on here then? Because we know that Christ doesn't praise that sort of thing. Today's gospel, though, this parable that Christ tells, is an allegory for death. I know that's not something people want to hear on a Sunday morning, but it's true. It's an allegory for death. It's a reminder to be constantly smart about how we use the resources that we've been given, always keeping an eye towards heaven in every decision we make with regards to what we've been given. You see, all of the wealth that this steward is in charge of, and indeed all of our own possessions, are small, trifling things before God. And as Christians, we have to remember this, because these are the small things God has trusted us with. And if we can't be straightforward and trusted with these small things, he's not going to trust us with the big things. And the big things are the things of God, things of heaven, things that point us and move us towards God, our Father. Those are the big things. I know in this world, oftentimes, the most important thing is money, property, valuables. We think from a human perspective, those are the big, important things in the world, but they're small, tiny, insignificant, because they don't last. Most of us know the name Henry Ford, famous automaker. Back in the 30s, he was already very wealthy and very well known, so that by the time he went back to visit his ancestral home in Ireland, the entire island knew his name. While he was there, a local hospital had heard he was coming to town, and so they sent a couple of administrators to kind of go and solicit funds and do that sort of thing that pretty much every institution does with wealthy people. And so they convince him, when they meet with him, to donate $5,000 to the hospital. Back in the 30s, it's a lot of money. And so the next day, they get a story run in the newspaper, these administrators, they get a story run in the newspaper claiming he had donated or promised to donate $50,000, much more than he originally promised. And so Mr. Ford saw this and he was shocked and went and found these administrators at the hospitals and was like, what's this about $50,000? He was just completely amazed that this would be going on. And they reply, oh, our apologies, it's just a typo. We'll correct it right away. Don't worry, Mr. Ford, we're so sorry. Mr. Ford, being intelligent, but frugal, but also very aware of the way things look, he's like, okay, doing some math, recognizing that everyone was happy that I did the 50,000, they're probably gonna be, it'll be a mark on his name if it was, they noticed that, oh, 45,000 less than what was originally reported. And she's like, no, don't worry. I'll give you the extra 45,000, but only under one condition. You have to build a large arch at the hospital with an inscription. I walked among you, and you took me in. So it's a joke, sorry. This is a poor one, but it's as good as I could make it. You see, these administrators were shrewd. They were very intelligent about the things of this world. Brilliant, this generation is. They knew that by claiming he had donated $50,000, even though he didn't, it was almost guaranteed that they would get that money. This was obviously immoral. It was a lie, it was unjust, and the ends never justify the means. But they were smart about this. And the whole point of today's gospel is that the people of our generation are really good about preparing for the future, but the immediate future, not the real future in heaven. And so we, as Christians, how much more do we have to be smart about our actual future, the big important things of God? That's the point of today's gospel. St. Augustine asks, why did the Lord propose this parable? Not because that steward was a model for us to imitate. Nonetheless, the worldly wise steward had an eye to the future. So too should the Christian have this determination to secure his eternal reward. If not, the steward puts him to shame. This is the point of today's gospel. We're put to shame if we aren't preparing for our life in heaven. In the same way that the dishonest steward gave away his master's money, making amends, fixing relationships for his future, so we too must do the same, forgiving debts, giving away our things, our money, especially to the poor, so we can make sure to secure our future in heaven. My brothers and sisters, Catholic social teaching tells us that everything we have belongs to God. Absolutely everything. Everything we have has been received we've received it from our Father, from our Heavenly Father. Everything down to the tiniest morsel of food. Everything. And we are just mere stewards of the good things that He has given us. Just stewards. None of this stuff belongs to us. God has given us these things to do something with them on His behalf, on the Master's behalf. He asks of us to do all sorts of things. He asks of us to give to the poor, to the needy, providing housing, food, clothing. Even our time belongs to Him, every moment of our day. So then, my brothers and sisters, today's a good day to take stock of what the Master has entrusted to each of us, and then go about doing good in His name so as to prepare for our own future, just as the dishonest steward has.